Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Lamed Ches, Psachim 38a, pagination page 75, but we'll start from the facing page on the bottom, three lines up at the end of the line, so we're on Lamed Zayin Amed Beis 37b, pagination 74. Our case over here starts off as a case of Meiser Sheni. You'll recall that Meiser Sheni is a tithe which the owner takes, but he himself is able to eat it in Yerushalayim. Amar Ravasi says, Isa shal Meiser Sheni, if you have a dough that was produced from Meiser Sheni grain, L'divrei Rav Meir p'tura min achala, according to Rav Meir, you're not obligated in challah. L'divrei Chachamim chayeves b'challah. According to the Chachamim, you are obligated in challah. Let's take this slowly. If you take a look at Rashi, last Rashi on the page, inner commentary, about five lines up, L'divrei Rav Meir, what is the discussion regarding Meiser Sheni? The discussion is Meiser Mamon Gavoahu. Is this Meiser really belong to Hashem? And it is something that I'm allowed to eat under certain parameters, perhaps similar to the way Kohanim eat meat in the Beis HaMikdash, in which case this dough would be potter from challah, absolved from that mitzvah of taking the tithe of the dough, da'ariso seichem ksiv, because the pasuk says, your dough. And we can infer that if it's not your dough, for example, we have this discussion, if a Jew partners with a non-Jew, are you obligated and to what extent do you tithe that dough? Could affect a bakery scene where you have two partners. Do you have to give challah? And to what extent? What percentage? But in any case, v'lo shel gavoa, if you understand Meiser Sheni as belonging to Hashem, so then there's no obligation of challah because it's not your dough. You're merely doing the mitzvah of eating Hashem's food in the case of Meiser Sheni. The Chachamim, however, understand that Meiser Sheni is yours according to certain guidelines, and therefore Chayeves Bechala. Bottom line, it is Ariso Seichem, your dough. Let's continue on to the beginning of the next page, today's daf, and we'll see why this Gemara presents such an amazing discussion regarding the Pesach Seder. Matzos shel Meiser Sheni. Matzos, made out of Meiser Sheni grain. L'divrei Rav Meir ein adam yotzei ba yedecha vasa b'pesach. According to Rav Meir, you cannot fulfill your mitzvah of matzah on the night of the Seder. Why not? Because it's not yours. And we'll see in a moment, the Gemara will have to elaborate. How do you know that matzah has to be yours? For example, putting up a mezuzah on your doorpost, the mezuzah doesn't have to be yours. If the landlord decides to put up mezuzahs on behalf of the home, the tenant can move in, even though it's maybe the tenant's obligation, but the landlord's mezuzahs work just fine. You have plenty of cases where you could do a mitzvah and it doesn't have to be yours. You could put on someone else's tefillin. It doesn't have to be yours. As long as you get permission, it's fine. What's the concern over here that the matzah has to be yours? But apparently that's the requirement. And Rav Meir says, since it's not yours, you can't be yotzeh the mitzvah. L'divrei Chachamim, but according to the Chachamim, as they did a moment ago, they understood that Meiser Sheni is yours, just there's certain guidelines. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So Yotzeh b'yudei chavasa b'pesach, you could fulfill your mitzvah of matzah on the night of the Seder. The Gemara continues with one more case. esrog shal maiser sheni. If you have an esrog of maiser sheni, again, l'divir of meir in yotze bo yudei chavosa b'yamtiv, you cannot fulfill your mitzvah on Yom Tov because Reb Meir holds Esrug of Maaser Sheni is not yours. And we know on the first day, ulekachtem lochem, it has to be yours. L'divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, Adam Yotze Beidei Chavasa B'Yom Tov, you could fulfill your mitzvah with that Esrug because the Chachamim, once again, l'shitasam, following their own ruling, they hold that Maaser Sheni is yours, just it has to be used with certain guidelines. So the Gemara is presenting that regarding Maaser Sheni, there's a machlokas, Reb Meir and the Chachamim, which Rashi mentioned. Reb Meir holds it's not yours, and therefore, by Chala, no obligation. It's not yours. By Matzos, you can't get a mitzvah. It's not yours. By Esrog, you can't get a mitzvah. It's not yours. According to the Chachamim, it is yours. It's obligated in Challah. You can be Yotze the mitzvah of Matzah, and you can be Yotze the mitzvah of Esrog. Let's continue in the Gemara, what I alluded to. Maskif la Rav Papa. Rav Papa objected. Bishlama Isa, I understand the case of Challah. Ksiv ariso seichem, it has to be your dough, mishalochem, it has to be yours, and therefore Rab Meir and the Chachamim are going to argue whether Maaser Sheni qualifies. Is it yours? Esrog nami dechsiv ulekachtem lochem, you have to take yours, lochem mishalochem yehei, it has to be yours. And therefore the Chachamim and Rab Meir again argue, ela matzah miksiv matzaschem, there's no such pasuk that says it has to be your matzah. Omar Rava v'itemir Rav Yemer bar Shlamya asya lechem lechem. There's a comparison regarding the word bread lechem. Ksiv hacho, it says over here lechem only bread of affliction. Uchsiv hasam, and it says over there by chala v'hoya ba'acholchem milechem haaretz, when you will eat from the bread of the land. Lechem is the word that's used. Ma lahalon mishalochem afkan mishalochem. Just like over there, it has to be yours. Over here also, it has to be yours. And by way of comparison, we find out that matzah has to be yours. Which prompts a fascinating question. On the night of Pesach, the night of the Seder, a person is a guest. Some people are guests, right? They're sitting by their host, and the matzah is handed out. We never saw in mainstream Judaism a requirement that the guest should lift up the matzah as a kinyan to acquire it for himself, that it should be his in order to be yotze the mitzvah. And according to this Gemara, it would seem pashtus, ABCs. Of course you have to own it. If Maaser Sheni won't work, according to Rav Meir, because it's not yours, and the Chachamim only say you could fulfill your obligation with matzah of Maaser Sheni, because they hold it is yours. But they would agree that if you had matzah that's not yours, it would seem that you can't be Yotze the mitzvah. So why don't we go around and require, just like by Esrig, if a person wants to be Yotze the mitzvah of Arba Minim on the first day of Sukkot with someone else's, they hand it over, he makes a kinyan, and then he returns it, and it becomes his, it transfers ownership, etc. Why don't you have to do the same thing by matzah? The person should have to accept it as a gift, and then he can eat it for the purpose of the mitzvah. And we don't find that there's such a requirement. So there's a beautiful write-up on this, collecting some of the sources in Dirshur Mishneh Berurah, Siman Tav Nun Dalid, footnote 17. And from Gedolei HaPoskim, they write, Lo Chashu Shulazeh, you clearly see that we're not worried about this, and it's not a widespread custom that such a thing should be required to acquire the matzah by the guest for himself. And the simple understanding is, because if a person invites somebody to their table for the Seder, they obviously are acting with generosity in a way that the guest should be able to be yotze the mitzvah. They have no objection to the guest acquiring the matzah, and certainly by the time the guest lifts it up in order to eat it and choose it, certainly at a certain point it becomes the guest's, and by the time he swallows and wants to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, he certainly is yotze with matzah that belongs to him. So we have a fascinating Gemara here, which starts off with Maaser Sheni and sounds like there would be no practical application for us until Be'ezras Hashem we once again practice Maaser Sheni on a practical level, eating it in Yerushalayim. But nevertheless, it opens the door to a concept that matzah does have to belong to the guest or to anybody who's eating. And the answer as to why we don't make a big fuss is because it's understood that the guest is acquiring it, and certainly in a manner of doing the mitzvah in the most proper way, even though he doesn't have to lift it up and make a big fuss about the kinyan, but in the manner of doing mitzvahs properly, a person should be aware that indeed the matzah is becoming his in order that he can be yotze the mitzvah. Yashar koach, have a wonderful day.